This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about the Middle Point Landfill and what to do with trash throughout Rutherford County or in Rutherford County. And our guests today include Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr and then also Mike Klassen from Middle Point Landfill. How are both of y'all doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Starting off this morning, kind of fill us in on what's been happening with everything involving the landfill and talks with the county and how all that's going.
So go ahead, Mayor. You can take that one.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Mike. And I want to thank Mike for doing this. I want to thank you, Scott, you and WGNS for putting this together. What you're going to hear over the next 45 minutes is, quite honestly, two completely different points of view on how to resolve the problem of Middle Point Landfill and what does Rutherford County do with Middle Point Landfill. Indeed, Mr. Klassen and I do not agree on the solution, and I dare say we probably can't even agree on the nature of the problem. Mr. Klassen represents a multi-billion dollar corporation, Republic Services, whose main goal is to provide shareholder value to their stockholders. Their biggest stockholders are Bill Gates, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And as a result, their interest is almost exclusively a financial one. And every problem is driven through the solution of how do we increase shareholder value. By contrast, the citizens of Rutherford County have a completely different set of priorities. We see the problem of Middle Point Landfill as a quality of life issue, an issue of the environment. We see it as a health and safety issue. We want clean water and clean air for our children. And of course, there is a financial component as well. But to be sure, the financial component is only one small part of the overall equation of what constitutes a reasonable expectation of what a good quality of life is. For Republic Services, the problem is quite simple. How do I retain an asset, Middle Point Landfill, that is rapidly filling up? The answer to that question is easy for Republic Services. Expansion of Middle Point Landfill. Expanding Middle Point Landfill is the only viable solution available to them, and to do so, they need to purchase our old landfill, for it allows them to continue to operate for the next 50 years, potentially quadrupling the size of what already is the largest landfill in Tennessee. That is their plan. There is no plan B, and they will go to almost any lengths to achieve it. And I understand that because of their mission statement about driving shareholder value to their stockholders. Conversely, I and a majority of Rutherford County citizens believe we should be in control of not only our waste stream, but the waste stream that is come from other counties into our county. Republic Services brings over 700,000 tons of trash into Rutherford County every year. So our goal, Rutherford County's goal, this mayor's goal, is to get control. To get control of our waste stream and to get control of the waste stream that comes into Rutherford County. And our plan is to be solid waste independent. Finally, in order for us to get control, we must be the ones who will say who can and cannot bring trash into our community. The plan is to say no to Middle Point began to take shape 2.5 years ago as soon as I was sworn into office. The last 2.5 years have seen many obstacles thrown our way by Republic Services and their proxies. Indeed, I find it puzzling that Republic Services and some county commissioners say there is no plan when we have debated this issue ad nauseum for months, taken dozens of votes, and improved the borrowing of a $20 million bond for the transfer station so we can be solid waste independent.
So, Scott, can I jump in here?
Almost done.
I see you have a very long statement to read here.
The choice is simple. We as a county can no longer allow ourselves to be burdened by another county's trash just so a multi-billion dollar corporation headquartered in Arizona can make more money. We can do better. We can do a lot better. Remember, the goal is control. Thank you. You have the floor, Mike.
Okay. So thanks, Scott, and thanks, Mayor, for that opening. Mayor just read off of a piece of paper that was about 7 paragraphs long, so I thought we were kind of here to have a conversation. I'm gonna start by just sort of reframing how we opened this. And I think, you know, Mayor Carr and I, hopefully we can find some common ground today because we've had a lot of these conversations, but I do think context starting from the beginning is pretty important. So, you know, the mayor said Middle Point landfill is the problem. Well, that's not the issue. The issue is we have a solid waste crisis happening in Middle Tennessee and in Rutherford County. And the reason we have that is because of the immense amount of growth and the strain that growth has placed on infrastructure across Middle Tennessee and in Rutherford County. Now, it's true, Middle Point landfill is the source of, or is the destination for the largest landfill in Middle Tennessee. And Middle Point landfill has 4 years of remaining life left, about as of today. So a decision, and I think that's one place we can definitely find common ground, Mayor, is a decision has to be made, right? This is an important piece specifically for taxpayers. So Mayor Carr's, you know, we have two different plans, and that I think we can also agree on too. We've got, you know, Mayor Carr's plan is to ship our waste out of county at any cost to increase taxes on every single household in Rutherford County. There's no other way around that. To increase the size of government, to take a program that's currently handled by private business and to compete against private business, and to not address the existing issues with the unlined Rutherford County landfill that has environmental risk associated with it. Now, on the flip side of that, the Rutherford County First Plan, which is the plan that we've presented in front of County Commission, it's the plan we've been talking about for a long time now, allows Middle Point to expand in a much smaller way. And the most important piece about this is we guarantee free disposal for the citizens of Rutherford County and the city of Murfreesboro for the next 50 years. That is assurance that your taxes will not go up, right? Over $200 per household per year on average is what every single person listening to this will be paying if we follow Mayor Carr's plan. In addition to that, there's a contribution to prevent future and current county debt in the Rutherford County First Plan. And we get there by really shrinking the size of Middle Point landfill in half. We have to cut it in half. We have to cut our business in half. We have to make sure that the airspace that we have, the disposal capacity, takes care of Rutherford County first. And we do that by listening to folks who have said, we don't want all of this out-of-county waste coming in here anymore. And we say, okay, we agree. We're going to remove our largest customer, which is residential Davidson County, Metro Nashville's waste, and we agree to a cap on all out-of-county tons. Those are two really important things. The other piece is we have to modernize our waste management system. We have to incorporate recycling. We have to incorporate environmental accountability. So those are the contrast between our plan. One raises your taxes, one keeps them low. One government gets bigger, the other private business continues to operate exactly like it is, the way that I think we all want. And third, we have no environmental solutions for the unlined county landfill, or we do resolve that environmental risk, which is really important to manage for this county.
And then for context, for those who may be new to the area, where is Middle Point landfill? Where is the old Rutherford County landfill site? Where are we talking here?
Both of these landfills are in the Walter Hill community. Both the Middle Point landfill and the old Rutherford County landfill, which both our Class 1 and Class 3 are in closure status, post-closure status. Middle Point sits adjacent just to the north of those landfills, which is why Republic wants our old landfill, so they can literally build on top and fill in that V. But both of them are in Walter Hill community, sitting on the Stones River.
Okay, so moving forward, if, let's say, Middle Point closes, what's Rutherford County going to do? And then if Middle Point doesn't close, then, Mike, what's the landfill going to do in the future?
Well, what's Rutherford County going to do? First of all, Mike says we're going to raise property taxes. That is absolutely, or raise taxes, that's absolutely false. That was, that assessment or that result came from an MTSU study that Republic commissioned MTSU to do at a cost of $32,000. MTSU literally spent 2 days researching the data that came from a public services. MTSU didn't even call Rutherford County or the Rutherford County Solid Waste Department to get the data. So the data set that the MTSU study that Mike is citing is factually an error because the data is wrong. And so if the data is wrong, Mike's conclusions are wrong.
So, Mayor, can we talk about that study?
Absolutely, I would love to. Let's go item by item, if you like.
Let's maybe we'll stick to Scott's questions first.
Well, you just said you wanted to talk about your study,
sure.
So let's talk about your study.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, good, go ahead.
Thanks, Mayor. So look, I think what's really important is every study that's done by the Business and Economic Research Center at MTSU is commissioned by someone. So yeah, of course, like if you're looking to solve a really complex economic problem, don't you want to go find and hire the smartest, brightest people out there from a university with a pristine reputation? In fact, every single piece of academic research at MTSU and every university is funded by someone. And so when we say, you know, this allegation and Mayor Carr put on Facebook that it's a scam that MTSU is participating in, I think what we really have to be focused on is let's see where these numbers came from, because the numbers in MTSU study, which say very clearly that costs are going up for every single homeowner, those costs are taken directly from the contract that Mayor Carr signed with Waste Management and from the county budget. $40 per ton to dispose that material, $22 per ton to transport it, $12 per ton to operate the transfer station, $1.3 million per year of debt service on that county transfer station. Those are real numbers. Those are not provided by me or by anybody else.
That's not true. It says at the bottom of your that same page, data provided by Republic Services. And so just to show you how disingenuous the argument is, receiving per ton on page 11 of your brochure, $40, that's disposal. Transportation, $22.28 per ton, that's transportation. Labor and management, $12.18 per ton, that is loading. Then you've got, out of nowhere, Mike, maintenance and fees, $17.21. Now, you didn't consult us or the maintenance contract or the disposal contract we had with Waste Management. You pulled this out of your calculations given to the BERC. So the actual number of $91.67 is factually wrong. Our contract price with Waste Management ranges between $72 and $75 a ton for transportation, loading, transportation, and disposal. If you would buy, and the contract is public information. The point being, if the data provided by Republic to MTSU to produce this study is wrong, then the results are wrong. And we can go through numerous examples where the data you provided MTSU exclusively is incorrect.
So, Mayor, what I really think people would, you know, appreciate hearing is we can disagree on these numbers. I stand by the MTSU. I know Business and Economic Research Institute stands by their numbers. But I think, you know, when people are looking at eggs that are $9 a carton, right? What they're concerned about is, why am I going to pay hundreds of dollars more per year to get my trash picked up when I currently get it for free? And I think that's the really important answer.
Because we're not getting it for free, Mike.
Excuse me, Mayor. And I think the really great counter to this is if the mayor disagrees with the numbers that are in this study, because the economics are really important for people to understand. This study is available for everyone to go download from MTSU's website. And we encourage them to do so. I would say, Mayor, just give MTSU your plan and have them do the analysis on what your plan is going to cost people. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Let me tell you what Dr. McPhee said in an email.
Now, this is after
That is correct. After the study was done, he sent an email to myself and Senator Mayor McFarland. As previously mentioned to you, talking Mayor McFarland, Mayor Carr, our university did not sponsor, endorse, or advocate this research study. We have not given approval or permission to Republic or any other entity to use the university's name or image that suggests the university has taken a position on this issue.
But to be fair about it, please. It would be kind of hard to say, release any details about the study without saying the study was done by the folks at MTSU.
The analysis, and so we are not disputing the numbers. We're disputing the data Mike provided MTSU and didn't validate that data. And I've already given us one example where the data they provided is factually incorrect. And so if that data point is incorrect in this study, then there are a host of other data points that are also incorrect. And so essentially, it's garbage in, garbage out. This is a garbage report because the data is garbage that went into producing this report.
Yeah. So I think that is all factually untrue. And what the MTSU email clearly said was, we don't want to be dragged into this political nonsense. We are not saying we're for expansion or against expansion. Our research stands on its own. And that's what that said. So I think we've handled that. Again, I think this information is out there. People trust MTSU and they trust what they produce, and the integrity of the business and economic research center stands on its own. Scott, I'd love to get back to talking about the two plans that we have for the future. I can get in a rabbit hole as much as the next guy. I'm an engineer, but would love to really talk about what those two plans are and how they differ.
So just, I agree, but just to be clear, on page 8, in the methodology, Mike, in the methodology, if you know anything about statistical analysis and putting the studies together, it's the methodology about how the study is put together. On page 8, they say, a substitution effect. We assume that all economic activities related to Middle Point Landfill take place in Rutherford County. That's not true, because their residency adjustment says we assume that all Middle Point employees reside in Rutherford counties and all spending occurs within the county. With all due respect, Mike, you don't even live in the county. So how can all Republic employees associated with Middle Point be included, say they're in Rutherford County, when you don't even live in the county?
So, Mayor, again, I really, we can get in this rabbit hole as much as you'd like. Again,
it's not a rabbit hole, Mike. It's talking by MTSU. About the data that you gave MTSU to produce a study.
If we pause the MTSU study just for a second, and again, our guest today, we have Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr and then Mike Klassen from Middle Point. But if we pause that study, is there a way moving forward for Middle Point Landfill and for Rutherford County to work together in order to actually move forward with something that will really work well for the citizens and not cost a lot of money?
It's a trust issue. We're at to a point now where it's a trust issue. And the reason is, and Mike will verify this, when I first came into office for the first year, Mike and his boss, Jamie Amick, out of Atlanta, came into my office on 3 separate occasions. And I looked at Mike and I, Jamie, and I said, look, we know we have a solid waste disposal problem in Rutherford County. With all due respect to Nashville, I'm not interested in what happens in Davidson County and Nashville. That's not my problem. My problem is Rutherford County, and Rutherford County, truly Rutherford County first. I said to Jamie and to Mike, I said, look, give me a price per ton for a Rutherford County-only solid waste solution at Middle Point Landfill. And on 3 different occasions, Jamie said, we will get that number to you. We will get that number to you. To date, I have yet to receive a number from Middle Point per ton on what it would cost to operate Middle Point Landfill for Rutherford County.
Yeah, so
it's a trust issue.
So Mayor and I have a very different recollection of what happened. And so what I want to say is, no doubt that there's been a long history of Middle Point in this community, and it hasn't always been great, right? And I want to recognize that right off the bat. You know, when I came up here 5 years ago, I was sent here on a mission, and that mission was get our house in order, get odor under control, and rebuild our trust in this community by ingraining ourselves in the community, meeting with every community leader, understanding what people want long term, and how we sort of shift what the Middle Point of the past has been into what the Middle Point of the future has been. And what we have heard from folks is, first, economics. We got to generate revenue and keep taxes down. That is most important. Second, we need to limit the amount of waste that's coming in from out of county. That is also most important. Also, we're looking for recycling, and we're looking for enhanced environmental accountability with whatever happens long term. That's why this plan, this Middle Point First plan, addresses each one of those items, 1, 2, 3, 4. And those are so important because, I think people really need to understand that every single person's pocketbooks are going to be impacted by Mayor Carr's plan, right? The idea of we're going to transfer all of our waste out of county at an unknown cost 5 years from now when the contract he signed is up, and hopefully the next closest landfill takes that waste from us as we're competing with every other county in Middle Tennessee who's desperate for a place to go because they don't have their own landfill. Like, I think anyone can rationally look at that and say, that's going to cost us more money, right? There's just no way that it doesn't. And so we can sit here and go back and forth, but again, I think the really important piece is there's two plans. One is going to increase people's costs, and one isn't.
And I would disagree. That is not the difference. That is not the problems. And this is why this is going to be extremely difficult to reconcile. Mike and I can't even agree on the problem. He keeps talking about taxes, 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 as though we're going to raise taxes. Let me just give you one data point that he does not cite in his study. Approximately, there's approximately 420,000 to 450,000 tons of solid waste created, generated inside Rutherford County every year, plus or minus. The fact is, the amount of free disposal that moves through the county, the schools and the convenience centers last year, that where there was no tipping fee, was 36,700 tons last year. That's all the county sent to Republic out of 450,000 tons produced in this county, mm-hmm. was 36,700 tons. Then there was a Murfreesboro component, which was about 56,000 tons. That is a completely separate agreement that they have with Republic in exchange for disposing of Republic's leachate. So we're going to push that aside. So when Mike says we're going to offer free disposal for 388,909.
No, Mayor, that's not what I said.
That you said for all residents. It's what you said, all resident. A resident is somebody who lives here, an individual who lives in Rutherford. There are 388,909 residents. I'm going to, it even says it is in brochure. I'm going to provide free disposal for all residents. That is not true. What he's providing is free disposal for those who use the transfer, the convenience centers and the public schools, which constitutes less than 10% of the county's total solid waste volume. That's what we're talking about. So let's talk about that 10%. What would it cost the county if the county were to pay to have that 36,700 tons disposed of? $2.8 million a year. That is not going to raise property taxes on a $1 billion budget, Mike. You know it's not. And that is why what you're saying is horribly, horribly misguided and just not flat out not true.
Yeah. So, again, let's let the numbers speak for themselves.
Please, let's do.
50 years of free disposal is a really big, significant number. On top of 50 years of free disposal, what we're proposing to do is to take over the environmental and financial liability of the unlined closed county landfill, $1.65 million per year per the last county budget, to pay $1.3 million a year of debt service on the existing county transfer station.
Transfer station, Mike, you know that. No Brick Murphy can either. So I don't know. It's a GO bond, Mike. I'm not going to let you get away. We're saying you can buy the transfer station. You can't. Robert
Mayor,
P. knows that.
Me. Excuse
Craig
me,
Harris
Mayor.
Harris know that. Mayor. Anthony Johnson should know that.
Mayor, we're trying to have a conversation here.
But I'm not going to let you say something that's patently false, Mike.
So let's get back to the two plans, right? Again, just to emphasize and
to be
really...
But your plan includes buying the transfer station. You can't buy it. It's a GO bond. The IRS prohibits it, Mike.
Sir, the plan does not include buying the transfer station. We've said very clearly from the beginning that what our plan is to pay the debt service on the county transfer station and to make sure the county still retains full ownership, because the county commission approved that transfer station explicitly for a backup solution as an emergency if Middle Point were to close early. That was the direction from County Commission, and we want the county to still retain that ownership. It's really important. Like, our goal is not to come in here and take control of everything. Our goal is to have, as Scott asked this question, and I would love to get back to that, which is, how do we work together, right? Like, what we're really proposing is a public-private partnership, not government stepping in and taking over for private business and going it alone. What we're talking about is, you know, we've got all these different entities, the city, the county, and us right now, all rowing in different directions, right? The way we do this, the best way forward is for all of us to be working together and rowing in one direction in unison with one another. And that's really what we're proposing. That's why we've been out and meeting with county leaders all over the place, including you, Mayor. And really, so that is the vision, a public-private partnership rather than exclusive government control over a service that private business is currently offering.
The IRS prohibits him from assuming the GO bond on the transfer station. It's very clear. Talk to Brick Murphy, your attorney. He knows this. You cannot do it. That creates a problem for the county. You cannot assume that debt, Mike.
Now, this is the transfer station that Rutherford County has been building over the last, what, couple of years?
Oh, no, not, well, last year. We should be, it should be operational on or before July 1.
And then what, Mike, you're saying is you would pay the county X amount of dollars to utilize towards paying for the transfer station.
Yeah, our idea really is this. You know, if we have a landfill that still exists, obviously significantly smaller, out of public view, never getting any higher than the current elevation, right, then there's no need for the transfer station. So what we would envision is actually using that transfer station for recycling programs. So instead of putting waste through it and shipping that waste to a different county who will hopefully take it at no matter the cost, what we would propose to do is to bring, instead of hauling all of the recycling from county convenience centers all the way to the north side of Nashville through Nashville traffic and paying somebody to take it, we would consolidate those. Again, in partnership with the County Solid Waste Department, we would partner to consolidate that material at the transfer station, bale it, and sell that as commodities to generate revenue for the county. So transfer station is still there. It's still going to be a great building. It's a beautiful building. County should be very proud of it. But we think that there's a better use for it that can generate revenue rather than being a significant cost.
Yeah, and I do agree with Mike. We don't need to camp out on this detail because there are a lot of others. But as Mike said, the middle point first plan includes paying the debt and assuming the ownership of the transfer station so it can be repurposed. That is, we cannot do that. The GO bond will not allow us to do that. It's a no-go. However, I want to get back to the cost of the property taxpayer with removing the 36,700 tons that's produced through our convenience centers and the schools, because Mike was talking about how we're necessarily going to go up on taxes. The cost of that to the taxpayer, if that were the case, and it is not, would be about $2.8 million a year. That would not in any way require a tax increase at any level. So the other 90% of the solid waste that is produced in the county, the other 380,000 tons, would either come to our transfer station and they would pay a tipping fee, just like they're doing at Republic, Middle Point right now, or they could go somewhere else. But it's a market that has said, we want to come to your transfer station. And in so doing, it would offset the cost of operating that transfer station.
So no matter what happens in moving forward, will the old Rutherford County landfill have to be utilized by either the county or by Middle Point?
It won't be utilized by us. There's no plan to open or disturb that old landfill. And Mike knows this as well. As a landfill gets older, it becomes less volatile. As a matter of fact, our landfill in the last 6 years has received fewer violations by an order of magnitude of 3 times than the Middle Point landfill. Indeed, on March 10th, hold on a second, Mike. I got one for you. March 10th of this year, Middle Point landfill received a level 2 violation for TDEC. And it says, inspector check and record sump levels of interception services and piping of sumps 12, 36 inches, it was in violation, so it was measured at 95.7 inches, 38 inches above the level for that need to be addressed. So this is a level 2 violation a mere 2 weeks ago, and this is one of many. Everybody knows we've had 2 landfill fires out there in the last 3 years, and we've had effluent and leachate flowing across landfill road on 2 different occasions, and those were unreported.
So, Mike, where do we stand on all of this, you know, from your side of the Middle Point landfill?
Sure. So let's zoom out on environmental issues, because I think it's really important. It's something that I take very, very personally. Again, I was sent up here on a mission for the exclusive purpose of, let's get our house in order. Let's do the right things. Let's make sure that, because, you know, I own this every time I'm speaking publicly, is that we could have done better in the past. But what I can say is I'm very proud of the work that we've done and what we've accomplished, and our results speak for themselves over the last 5 years. So, you know, I'm not going to get into all of this. I think it's sort of laughable how we twist the facts here, where last year please, alone, the closed Rutherford County landfill had a compliance order from TDEC, which is like way in excess of violations. A compliance order says, if this does not get fixed, there will be enforcement action that follows. So, you know, I think it's really important to get the facts right. This information is available on TDEC's website, certainly. But as it relates to the closed county landfill, I'm going to go back to Scott's question. So I know, you know, in the press conference, Mayor Carr and Mayor McFarland said they announced that they were going to consider repurposing the closed county landfill. Not exactly.
That is not correct. Mayor McFarland did. Mayor Carr did not. Do not twist the words of the mayor. Don't do that, Mike.
Excuse me,
You're
Mayor.
You're excused.
So as I was trying to say, you know, we have these two landfills that sit adjacent to one another. You know, right now, those landfills, even if you put a padlock on Middle Point's front gate tomorrow, it will always be two landfills. Even if we move forward with the Mayor Carr, send it out of county at no matter the cost plan, even if we move forward with that, there's still going to be an immense amount of trash coming into that facility, but also leaving that facility, right? Because it's also going to be shipped out. So that area will always be a place where we're managing solid waste. And the difference is, you know, Middle Point Landfill is a modern, highly engineered, controlled facility that has never had an exceedance. Let me say that again, never had an exceedance of a groundwater protection standard, which is how we monitor our impact to the environment and groundwater in its history. Now, you converse that with the county landfill, which is an unlined landfill. That's not anyone's fault. This was an old facility that was installed prior to there being modern regulations.
It has a clay liner. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Just like Middle Point.
So
I'm going to correct you, Mike.
So that's not true. Again, Middle Point has a composite liner, which includes a clay liner, an impermeable geosynthetic liner of high density polyethylene plastic, as well as a leachate collection system on top of it. So again, let me just keep going with my point, Mayor.
I'm not going to let you get away with misrepresenting the facts, Mike. I'm just not.
All right. So anyway, as I was saying, we have the Rutherford County Landfill has documented with the state of Tennessee uncontrolled groundwater contamination coming from that landfill. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take the mayor's word for it. That's all online. It's all available on the state of Tennessee's website. And so what we're proposing to do is to install modern engineering control systems in that unlined Rutherford County Landfill, which, by the way, sits across the East Fork of the Stones River from City of Murfreesboro's drinking water intake. So there's reason to be concerned there. So we would immediately install leachate collection systems, which is wastewater collection systems, and systems to control that environmental impact as part of this Rutherford County First Plan, which I think is a really important piece for people to understand.
So the Middle Point First Plan, I thought that's what you said earlier, Middle Point First.
Rutherford County First, Mayor.
You didn't say Middle Point First earlier?
Rutherford County First.
Well, I thought it was Middle Point First, Rutherford County, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it.
Very good at twisting words, sir. Very good.
And I'm not, that's what you said, Middle Point First. So my question is, have you in the last 3 years had two landfill fires, and have you in the last 3 years had two significant effluent leachate outbreaks where you didn't provide the cover on the face, and then we had trash and leachate flow directly across Landfill Road into Matthews Lake, directly into Stones River? Is that not a true statement?
So I'm going to go back to the environmental record.
Is that just a true statement?
I'm going to go back to the environmental record.
You're not going to answer the question.
I'm going to go back to the environmental record that's on file with TDEC.
There you go.
Again, everyone can see this information. We don't need to take the mayor's word for it, and you don't have to take mine for it.
I got the video.
So look, there has been situations, and there always will be, which is part of running a really complicated facility, where you get extreme weather that moves in and you have a situation which temporarily there's a problem that happens. What's important and what's so critical, and that's why having, you know, the Rutherford County Landfill is closed and they're getting compliance orders from the state of Tennessee. Like, that should be worrisome to everyone. And that's what happens when you have private government trying to step in and take over and do a job that a private business is handling. So let me just say very clearly, and this is something that I've always said and will continue to say, is our job is never done as operators of this landfill. Where this works the best, and this is why what we're proposing in our Rutherford County First Plan is an environmental accountability board appointed by county commission, because there are things that TDEC doesn't specifically regulate, things like odor, things like litter, things like communication, right? Those types of things that I think are really important to the community. And right now, folks in the community don't feel like they have a seat at the table. And so, you know, where we can get real facts out and we can not twist the information, that is an important venue that we're proposing to have as part of our Rutherford County First Plan. Again, this is a partnership.
Yeah, let me ask you a
question. This is going to work best if we are working together.
Why do you think the citizens of Rutherford County, as you just said, don't feel like they have a seat at the table? Why do you think they feel that way?
So, Mayor,
you said the Rutherford County citizens don't feel like they have a seat at the table. You made the statement, I want to know why you think they feel that way.
Sure. And I'm doing my best to answer.
Sure, good. Thank you.
Look, we have a long history in this community, as I've said earlier, of maybe not doing as much as we should be doing to be a great neighbor. Mm-hmm. But what I will say, and I think when you look and you talk to the people that we have built such robust relationships with over the last 5 years, as we have made a commitment to this community to be investing in the community, to be partnering, to be doing philanthropy, and to keeping our house in order, I think people would say quite the opposite. I think folks would say, man, we really appreciate the partnership of this corporate citizen, and we would love if every corporation and every business in our community did the same thing. So that's really what I think. And I think if you asked the folks that we have those partnerships with, they would 100% agree.
Yeah, but
with
I'm asking you because you said they didn't feel that way, and you previously said that you've been here on the ground for 7 years, and things have changed, and you understood the past errors and mistakes, and you're changing those, and the culture's different, and the climate's different. I'm asking you, if that is the case, why do people still feel like they don't have a seat at this table, where you got, as part of your proposal, got to create a board, an oversight board, and as part of your proposal, you're going to do more composting, recycling? Why haven't you already done that if you're interested in customer relations?
So
instead of waiting for Rutherford County First Plan. Go ahead and do it now, Mike. Don't wait. Go ahead and do it now.
So Mayor is getting really good at looking in the rearview mirror, right? And so
past performance predicts future reliability.
Excuse me, Mayor.
You're excused.
Excuse me. Mayor is doing really good at looking in the rearview mirror. And I think what we're here to talk about is, what is the path? People are looking for leaders to raise their hand and say, this is the path forward. Here's how we can do it together. And here's how we can work as a community to solve this really complicated problem. And that's, again, what I would love to come back to, is talking about those two plans, Scott.
So when you look at the whole situation, it's really hard for those on the outside looking in to fully understand and grasp everything that's going on, because you could say anything and it would be hard to figure out, okay, well, this is what he means in regards to this, and this is what the mayor means in regards to this, because it is a lot more complicated, it sounds like, than what the general public may see.
Scott, I would say that's what Republic wants you to believe, that it's very, very complicated. It is not complicated. It's quite simple, as a matter of fact. We have two totally disparate interests trying to navigate control over the county solid waste stream. You have Republic's interest, which is financial. And I get, that's not a bad thing. I'm a capitalist, so I get that Bill Gates and BlackRock.
This is about having a shared interest, Scott. This is about a shared interest.
So excuse me, right, Mike? You can excuse me too? Just let me finish. But my point being is, they have a different worldview completely than the county does on how to address this issue. And I want to go back to the Class 3 landfill he talked about. So Bishop Wagner, our solid waste director, just texted me, and he's going to correct you, Mike. The compliance order that you refer to is to rectify a permit requirement on constructed size shape of the Class 3 and does not represent any past or present environmental danger. So again, that is a twisting of the facts to suit a narrative so they can feel compelled to purchase our old landfill so they can build on top of it and expand for 50 years. That's the difference. And we don't have to do that. We can be solid waste independent.
And so I think solid waste independent is a really interesting term. And I think maybe we have a different view of what independence looks like. So let's hone in on that a little bit. Independence is not shipping our waste to a different county. By the way, the contract the mayor signed is a 5-year contract.
If with 3 5-year options.
Mutually agreed 5-year options. After the first 5-year period, the price can be renegotiated. What do we think is going to happen when Middle Point Landfill closes in 4 years, and the only other place for waste to go in Middle Tennessee is now closed? All of that waste then cascades into the next closest landfill, which is the contract that the mayor signed for it to go there. What do we think is going to happen to that price? The price is going to go up astronomically. And so I think, again, solid waste independence is not shipping our waste to another county and hope they take it at no matter the price. That is solid waste dependence. What independence looks like to me, and I think to a lot of folks, is a contract that the county has for the next 50 years to guarantee they have a place for their waste to go at no cost. That is being independent. That frees up money that is currently going to get, that currently needed to build schools. That frees up money not to be spent on trash on a free service right now. That increases recycling. That does all of the things that we need to do as a community to modernize our waste management program in a partnership. And that, I think, is the main difference here is one, we're going it alone, and the other, it's a partnership in the best interest of this county.
I think the difference is who you can trust based on past performance and looking in the rearview mirror. And what Mike just said is very, very important. And now the listeners go back and listen to what he just said. He said, what we're offering is for 50 years, free disposal for Rutherford County residents. You just said it. You're not offering free disposal for 400,000
sure,
residents.
Sure, they come through your convenience centers. We absolutely are doing that.
Hold on a second. No, you're not going to offer that service you're not going to offer that service to all your commercial, industrial clients. You're not going to do it.
I said residents.
400,000 residents are in this county. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make that available. It's not practical. They know that. And so just start with that statement that he made. There is nothing in this plan that financially allows Rutherford County, all 400,000 residents, those entities that are legally defined as a resident, can be at free disposal at Middle Point Landfill.
So we have 1 minute left. So
yes, sir.
Are we talking free disposal for residential addresses, or are we talking about free disposal for all of Rutherford County? What are we talking about?
He doesn't say.
Sure, I'll answer that since it's the plan that we're proposing. So free disposal for all residents who are coming through county convenience centers, as well as free disposal for every resident within the city of Murfreesboro who's getting that waste picked up at their curbside. On top of that, it is low cost disposal for all of the businesses and industry operating here in Rutherford County. Because I think everyone can understand very clearly to dispose the waste locally or ship it out of county at any cost, that's a pretty clear difference on what those costs will be.
So we're not talking all 400,000 residents now. Just like I said at the very beginning, we could have saved ourselves a lot of time if Mike had just said that at the top of the hour.
We're already out of time.
Amen.
So anything else you'd like to close with real quick? I mean, 20 seconds.
Go ahead, Mike. I'll give you 10 and I'll take 10.
So just real quick, if you're intrigued about the topics that we're talking about, would encourage everyone to come out to the Fountains tomorrow night at 6 p.m. holding a community meeting. You can get the real information, accurate information, and ask all the questions you might have. I know there's probably some that wanted to get to today. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, past performance predicts future reliability. The county needs to get control, and the goal is control, and we have a plan, and it's going to save the property taxpayers a lot of money.
Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr and Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks,
right
Scott.
Now, that
Thanks,
time,
Mike.
9 o'clock. Stay with us. We have more local news and national news coming your way next.